is how we do it. Let's go.
This is how we do it.
La, 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 la. Friday night.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
It's Friday night.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with love.
It's Friday night, which means that right now you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz here on a cool Friday evening. Bobby?
Oh, cool. It's cold. I don't know about cool. We kept asking for some cold football weather. We got it tonight. No question about it.
The pads were popping, and I mean, you could see the breath on the field.
Yeah, it was chilly.
It's that time.
Yep. When we left our game, it was 41 with the wind chill, which here in about a month or two, we're going to say, man, 41 would feel pretty good.
Yeah, be like a warm front coming through. But right now outside, 50 degrees, and here at the studios, and wind chill definitely creeping down here across the area. What games were fun tonight? Well, we're going to dive into all of those. But first off, Boz, we got to get some scores for the people.
Yeah, we're a little bit behind on some scores. We're looking for probably five or six different ones. I'll let you know which ones we need here in a second. But the scores we do have right now, let's get right into those. Clifton Clyde, they get a big win tonight, 58-6 over Rock Hills. Axtell, they were all over Frankfort, 46-0. That game concluded in the third quarter. Blue Valley, they defeat Donovan West, 54-6. Upset, you would just call it that right now, one of the shocking scores tonight. Oskaloosa comes into the game 1-5 on the season versus McClouth, who's 5-1. Oskaloosa pulls off the upset. They defeat McClouth 22-6. Troy, they were victorious over Onega, 48-13. Centralia, they got after Riverside tonight, 46-8, while Buncee falls to Valley Heights. Another kind of shocking score, 64-26, Valley Heights over Wabunsee. Silver Lake, they defeated Marhill Mount Academy, 60-0. Nemaha Central, victorious over Riley County, 30-0. Hayden, they played Holton tonight. Hayden comes out on top of that one, 24-7. Marysville gets the victory against Hiawatha, 28-0. And Jackson Heights, they get the win over ACCHS, 46-26. Some of the scores we are needing right now. We need El Saline at Washington County, Hanover at Lynn, Valley Falls at Jeff County North, Rossville at Pleasant Ridge, Royal Valley at Jefferson West, and then we need, I don't think this game is actually final, Perry Compton at Atchison. Those are the scores we're missing still.
Actually, the Atchison Perry Compton game just went final. We want to welcome you on Care Country that are joining in right now with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We'll get that final for you here in just a second. But here's one, though, Boz, that just came through, and it's one that's interesting. Going into overtime, Andale and Cheney tied at 30.
No way.
Andale Indians, who have been the 3A juggernaut for the past three-plus seasons, now going to overtime.
Are you kidding me?
I tell you right now, if there was a chance for us to be able just to bring that game live right now.
Oh, I'd do it.
I'd love to listen to it.
Andale hasn't been tested like that for 4 years.
Let's be honest. Last year's state title game was the closest game they had played in three-plus years.
And that was a 28-zip victory. So for them,
woo.
And they're averaging like 60 points a game. So 30-30 tied at Cheney.
Their varsity kids haven't played an entire game in 4 years.
How that would be an upset to talk about.
Woo. That might make the show go like 3 hours. Sorry, folks. Final score from Atchison tonight, 42-0. Atchison, the Phoenix, continue to fly high here this year. A perfect 7-0 mark on the year, Bozzy.
Boy, they've been putting up some numbers. That offense, they are just flat rolling, averaging 40-some points a game. And to go get a shutout tonight, Perry Compton, you know, they've been in some close games this season in the Big 7. So Atchison's legit.
Very, very legitimate, as you mentioned. And I'll tell you one thing, too, that's really fun and interesting as we get ready to rock and roll here through our show tonight is we have a lot of fun every game that we pick and we go to throughout the season. Every single week we choose a new place, and we get to have some fun with the crowd, you know. Tonight, well, I think the weather might have affected a little bit of it.
I think so. It was cold. It wasn't, you know, 3-4 weeks ago as the season was just getting started, the weather was warm, people were out talking and walking around.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight we walked into the game and everyone's just sitting there wrapped up in blankets and trying to stay warm, so there wasn't a lot of interaction tonight.
No, and so as a result, I've got a gift card yet to give away.
Yeah, let's do it.
So what we're going to do again is... First segment, you got your first scores. Well, now it's time to go right into segment number one.
We've given you tonight's scores and even some insights from our area games of the week. Now, we want to hear from you. It's time for Friday Night Highlights on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Friday Night Highlights, the Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. Phone number is 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline is open. Boz, we want some highlights, my friend. We want to hear about what happened at some of the games tonight, yeah?
Yeah, just call in. Just call in and tell us about your game. We don't need stats. We don't need names necessarily. Just tell us what the game was all about.
I need to turn my mic on. Sorry. I want to, you know, give this gift card away, too, because I'm going to take it. So what we're going to do, basically, tonight, a little bit different, a little bit more, maybe more fun, is I want us to get some phone calls calling in right now about what was good about the game you were at. And even if you were at a game where the team you're rooting for loses, maybe they didn't play the best, maybe there was something that happened in the game that caused, you know, something that made the game go a certain way, tell us about it. Tell us about what changed that game in your perspective. Not officials, not bad calls. We're not going to talk about
yeah,
that.
We don't need that.
But... tell us about what you saw on the stand tonight. Heck, tell us about the temperature. Tell us what it was like being out on the stands for the first time this year. Giant Communications Hotline is 785-547-3461. The first person to call Boz to get on air with us is going to win a $50 gift card to Lilith's Lilith's Back Roads. $50. We had burgers from there tonight, and my gosh, dude. How good was that burger, huh?
Oh, I'm telling you, this $50 gift card, it'll get you some good food over there. Bacon cheeseburger with some jalapenos, some french fries.
Yep, Lilith's Backroads, a $50 gift certificate is going to the first person to call in and tell us on air what happened at your game that was great. Friday Night Highlights open right now. Again, the phone number, 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. Give us a call. We'll give you a $50 gift card to Lilith's Back Roads. That is in Lilith's, just a, you know, in the Vermilion area, a phenomenal little grill bar area that had great food tonight for us and
good burgers.
You had some jalapenos on yours. That,
absolutely.
Really made the truck smell really spicy.
You know? A little bit.
You know? All right, what scores are we missing, too? Because we need people calling in and telling us about that as well.
All right, we're still missing El Saline at Washington County, Hanover at Lynn, Valley Falls at Jeff County North, and Royal Valley at Jeff West. Those are the four, so we're doing pretty good. Just need to get those four.
Final score, Andale goes down, 36-30. Cheney, shout out Mike Tanking for sending that in to us. But 36-30, Andale, Indians, that streak is over.
Wow. I'm speechless. Like for the past, like I said, 4 or 5 years, Andale, there's no question. I mean, what did we talk about today when we were driving to the game?
What?
For Class 3A. It's Andale and everybody else.
Exactly.
Well,
just kidding.
That's probably still the case. Maybe they stubbed their toe a little bit. I mean, Andale's probably still the favorite overall, but
oh yeah.
Dude, come on. Cheney gets the win.
Give us a shout out, Cheney.
Wow.
Cheney. Big time upset, 36-30. That's the upset of the last 5 years, easily, here. Not only in our area, obviously that's a little bit further south than us, a little bit further west, but big time.
Wow.
Why don't you go through the scores one more time for us, buddy?
All right, here's what we got so far. Clifton Clyde, they get the win over Rock Hills, 58-6. Axtell gets all over Frankfort tonight, 46-0. Blue Valley at Donovan West. Blue Valley gets the win 54-6. Oskaloosa, they get the win against McClouth. Upset, we just talked about. Oskaloosa 22, McClouth 6. Troy over Onega 48-13. Centralia gets the win against Riverside 46-8. Valley Heights at Waubunsee. Valley Heights just all over Waubunsee 64-26. Silver Lake, they take it to Mar Hill Mount Academy 60-0. Rossville gets the win against Pleasant Ridge 64-14. Nemaha Central, another shutout. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit, but they blank Riley County tonight 30-0. Sabetha gets the win over Horton 55-6. Hayden, they get the win 24-7 over Holton. Marysville, victorious against Hiawatha 28-0. Atchison County, they fall to Jackson Heights 46-26. And Atchison, the Phoenix, keep their streak alive. They win over Perry Lecompton 42-0.
42-0, that one again, the Phoenix. Hey, we got plenty more to get to. Again, give us a call, 785-547-3461. Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. Friday Night Highlights. Winner will be given to a Lillis Backroads $50 gift certificate to a great place to get some nice eats. That's coming up here after our first break. We got a lot more to get to here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. What game do we go to? Let's talk more about it next segment. Coming up here next on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. Great Friday night to you. Hope you're having a good one. We continue to roll on next.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaha County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaha County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are. To ensure this harvest season goes smoothly, their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Avian Telephone Company, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with JBN Telephone Company. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact JBN Telephone Company today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1950.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with the Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is Dorsey Hall.
Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers.
Well, we ask it every single week. Was your team a team that was doing the rocking, or was it on the other side, unfortunately? It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, you're hanging out with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, and that's Boz over there in the corner. Yep. Nobody puts baby in corner.
I'm not in the corner.
We got some great Friday night action for you. Week 7, Boz, is in the books, my friend.
Can you believe it?
No.
Week 7.
Next week's the last regular season week.
This season's flown by. I can't believe we're almost to the end of the regular season of football already.
Yeah, no doubt. We got plenty of things to get to. We're going to get the scores in a second. Our top story right now, though.
I just can't even believe it still.
I know. We were talking during that break about how impressive this was. And again, shout out to the entire MSC Sports Department. We have a text thread, Boz, that comes through, right?
Yeah.
And so consistent communication. And it's kind of fun reading these texts that are coming through, people excited about this. But Andale, a team, Boz, that has not lost since some state championship game all the way back in 2018. They lost to Pratt by two-point conversion difference in that game. And Pratt ended up going to the state title game. You know who they lost to?
Pratt lost to Sabetha.
Sabetha back in 2018. In the back-to-back year for the Blue Jays. We'll talk about them here in just a little bit.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Andale had the longest win streak in the state, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
What was it, 60-ish in a row, I believe?
Sure.
They just fall off.
Mm-hmm.
Does Axtell at 30, what is their streak, 31, 32? I'll have to go back and look. We got it written down here somewhere, but I was just thinking, Axtell's got to be 33. I'm guessing that's probably up there pretty high.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Step aside, Andale. We got a longest winning streak.
Watch out.
Here in Northeast Kansas. But Andale hadn't lost since that substate game in 2018. They fall tonight in overtime. And Boz, they played defense first. Got to stop. Andale tried a trick play, apparently. Didn't work. And then Cheney punches it in, gets a 36-30 victory. What a game.
Yeah, it blows me away. I would have loved to have seen the end there with this. Andale tried a trick play. Fourth and goal from the two. They ran a halfback pass, incomplete. Then Cheney gets the ball, scores on the first play. Can you imagine what that stadium was like?
Oh, it was at Cheney.
Unbelievable. I'd love to have been there.
I'm sure you could go on social media later and watch it. I guarantee you that was a field storming chance.
Oh, yes.
You
absolutely.
Know, you're storming the field after that.
So we got confirmation, 57-game win streak for Andale.
Shout out, Tank.
No more. Mike Tankin. He's the guy. He's got stuff.
Analytics,
on
maybe.
The spot.
Yeah.
He's a numbers guy.
Numbers guy. In case you need someone to work on your numbers for your home or business, you know, Mike Tankin.
Yep.
Shameless plug. 57-game streak. Done. And now you've got a Cheney team that's sitting atop there in that district.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out real quick, Axtell. Mix the two up there. Axtell, 33-game win streak. Back-to-back state titles. We're going to have to do some research for you for the next show, but I'm going to see if we can figure out who's got the longest win streak right now. That's going to be hard to beat at 33 games. And I'm telling you what, Axtell is a team that I don't see them falling anytime soon. We've had an opportunity to watch them this season, and when they just have all the pieces. They've got size up front. They've got a quarterback that can do everything. They got running backs. I mean, receivers. This team is the complete team. So, I'd be really curious to see, doing the research and figuring out what's going on with the longest win streak. Maybe if Mr. Tanking's listening, he can do some quick numbers for us and shoot
on
us
the
text.
Spot.
Yeah, on the spot. That's right. He's our research guy. Isn't that what most shows? Don't they have a statistics guy or something that's throwing numbers at
Yeah, him? Yeah. We need that.
We need that.
Yeah.
That's right.
1,000% we do. Well, we're going to take a small break from the Andale game, and we're not going to get you scores quite yet because we've got our winner of the Lillis Backroads $50 gift certificate on the line with us right now. And caller, where are you calling from?
Jackson Heights.
Jackson Heights. All right. What... if you don't mind telling everybody, who are we talking to?
Jason.
All right, Jason. Hey, what was so impressive tonight at that Jackson Heights game as the Cobras took down ACCHS? They now at least get a share of the NEKL title in football this season. But what was impressive, Jason?
defense wins the ball games, right? So want to shout out to Tegan Bauhe, 16 tackles tonight, five of them being for a loss.
Dang. That's impressive. That's impressive, don't you think, Jason?
It's amazing. Joshua Smith had 15 tackles as well. I don't know the losses on those, but great game defensively for those guys all the way around.
Well, I got to ask you really quick, Jason. You ever been to Lillis Backroads before?
I have not.
All right. So it's a great Mitzi does a great job over there, and she wanted to make sure that we were able to give somebody a $50 gift certificate. Boz, you had a burger tonight. I had a burger tonight. Pretty good food.
Oh, I'm telling you. It's a good burger. Really good burger.
All right. So I will give you a shout back a little bit later on today or this evening, and we'll get linked up, and I'll get you this $50 gift certificate, sir.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling. Jason from Jackson Heights calling in and giving us really good statistics there. He said defense wins games.
Yeah.
And two different kids combined for 30-plus tackles and five for loss. That's impressive.
31 tackles, two guys. And Jackson Heights, we watched them play a couple times this year. And
yep.
They do have a solid defense. And, you know, they're a team that we're going to keep an eye on as well. I mean, they've got offensive guys. They're putting points on the board. Drake Melly's the quarterback, doing a really good job this year, having a great season. So good to see that defense, those guys getting some love.
Getting some love. And, again, you know, defense, they – what's the old adage, Boz?
Defense wins championships.
Championships. So, again, you know, I mean, talking about the defensive side of it, we're going to get some really detailed defensive talk coming up here. Give us a rundown of our scores really quick, please.
All right, take a look at these. We're still missing El Saline at Washington County, Hanover at Lynn, and Royal Valley Jeff West. Those are the three that we need. But the ones
Come
we
on.
Got, Clifton Clyde, 58-6 over Rock Hills. Axtell, 46-0 over Frankfort. That game ended in the third quarter. Blue Valley, they defeat Donovan West 54-6. Jeff County North, they took it to Valley Falls tonight 72-6. Probably the upset of the night, other than Andy Alcini. Oskaloosa, they were 1-5. They knock off McClouth 22-6.
Dub Bear!
Oh my gosh, what
wow.
a big win for Oskaloosa tonight. Troy 48, Onega 13, Centralia gets the win over Riverside 46-8. Valley Heights all over Wabunsee tonight. Again, this one a little surprising to me, 64-26.
No, not to me.
Oh, God.
Not to me.
I don't know.
Valley Heights is a
you.
Solid team, and we've talked about them.
They are. I mean, there's no question Valley Heights is a good team. It was at Wabunsee.
Yep.
Wabunsee's 4-2 on the season. I really thought Wabunsee would be a much closer game than that, but Valley Heights has their way with Wabunsee, 64-26. Silver Lake over Marhill Mount Academy, 60-0. Rossville gets the win against Pleasant Ridge, 64-14. Nemaha Central, another shutout. We're going to talk about Nemaha Central and this kind of streak they're on. They shut out Riley County 30-0.
Another shutout, Boz.
Another one. It's crazy.
We're going to talk about that in detail.
So Nemaha Central 30, Riley County 0. Sabetha, they get the win over Horton 55-6. Hayden gets the win over Holton 24-7. Marysville, they win over Hiawatha tonight 28-0. Jackson Heights victorious over ACCHS 46-26. And Atchison defeats Perry LeCompton 42-0. Again, we're missing. Actually, we just got Royal Valley.
Yeah, I got Royal Valley for you. The Panthers defeat the Tigers 24-14 tonight. Royal Valley. And again, we'll go into more district action a little bit later on about that. Because that's major district implications for that game. The Panthers now, inside edge over Jefferson West.
Yeah.
Jefferson West is going to have to play Holton next week. They got to beat the Wildcats and then get some help in order to try and make it into the playoffs. So right now, Royal Valley all but solidified themselves a spot in the playoffs with that win.
Yeah, they needed that. That was a big-time game for them. And Royal Valley, they're going to go down swinging.
I'm telling you, dude.
Get into the playoffs. You never know. You just get to the playoffs. See
make
what happens.
It. Yep. Get there and figure out what you can make happen. All right, our game of the week, where we were trying to give this Lillis Backroads gift certificate at the choices. Well, they started off as two last week, Boz. They ended up at five. What were our choices?
Here's what we had. The two that we initially were looking at as big-time matchups for this week, Holton at Hayden, district title on the line. That was a big game, big rivalry situation. Holton going to Topeka Hayden, so that was one. Axtell at Frankfort, another big-time game. We've talked about Axtell, how solid they are, 32-game win streak coming into tonight.
Yep.
Frankfurt is a team we've talked about from the beginning of the season. They were kind of my
dark horse.
They've got all the pieces. So that was a big game. Centralia at Riverside. That was another one with district implications.
And just not knowing with Centralia, quarterback situation.
Yep. Exactly. So that was one that we were looking at. Valley Heights at Waubunsee. That was a key game.
Yep.
Thought that game would be a little bit closer. And then Jeff West Royal Valley, the one we just talked about. So those were the five, the two that we initially had, and then Centralia Riverside, Valley Heights Waubunsee, Jeff West Royal Valley. They made the cut as kind of the night progressed.
And it progressed, but we knew no matter what, where we were going tonight.
Yeah,
we?
Yeah.
We ended up in Frankfurt tonight to take in Axtell Frankfurt. And the reason for it is pretty simple, right? You got Axtell, who's got a great winning streak, a team that we've already seen before, and they took care of Clifton Clive and what we thought that was going to be a good ball game. That was done at halftime in that contest. But coming into this, Axtell, again, was on a 32-game winning streak coming into the game. Back-to-back state titles. The road to a state title goes through Axtell. Frankfurt was your dark horse team. That their one slip-up this year was to the number two-ranked team in eight-man Division One, Linden.
Yeah, that's. I'm telling you, I looking at preseason stuff, I really thought Frankfurt had a chance. And they still do. I mean, this is a good football team.
Sure.
But they had the pieces together that I really thought they were going to be a really, really good team. And they are, but that's, like Jake just said, You got to find a way to beat Axtell.
And let's talk Axtell Eagle football for a few minutes here. Axtell takes the opening kick. They at the first drive, and Boswell, they go right down the field. And guess who?
Well, Brandon Schmelsley at quarterback for Axtell. He's something special. If you have a chance to watch Axtell play, this kid is big. They gave some weights tonight. He's 200-pound quarterback. But he runs like a 5'7", shifty.
He's a gazelle,
He's a big kid, but he makes people miss all the time. I'm just reminiscent of ESPN and Chris Berman. And
whoop, whoop.
I mean, he makes a move, whoop, he's gone.
Folks, I just want you to know that we're sitting in the stands, and Boswell looks like he needs a parka to be put on him because he can't stop shivering because of that wind tonight.
It was cold.
But he kept leaning over to me, and he's saying, man, I want to just yell whoop whoop every time he makes a cut because he's just so shifty.
Yeah, he's really hard to break
down. So fun to watch.
So yeah, that first drive was all Schmelsley. They ran five quarterback draws. They ran an option that he kept. So it was Schmelsley six times, march down the field, punch it in. Right away, we're thinking, man, this is how's this going to go? Does Frankfurt respond? Frankfurt gets the kickoff. They got one first down. Turnover on downs. They went for it on fourth down, didn't get it, so Axtell's got it right back. Then we're thinking, okay, Axtell, are they going to punch it in again? They fumble on Frankfurt's 21. So now, again, an opportunity for Frankfurt. Take advantage of the turnover. They can't get a first down. They have to punt it away. Next drive, 51 yards, touchdown by Eli Brocksterman. Frankfurt kind of got something rolling in the next possession. They had a 34-yard completion.
Yeah.
To the actual
beautiful pass from Anderson.
Wes Anderson, again, a good quarterback there, somebody I was really high on early, and again, a really good quarterback, having a really good season, ranking in the top as far as passing in the state. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but throws a beautiful 34-yard completion. They get it down to the Axtell 12, and then they turn it over on downs.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity. Couldn't convert on the fumble, couldn't convert in the red zone. Axtell gets it back. They go 68 yards, score again, and then it's just snowball.
And on that 68-yard drive, Schmelsley fumbles again.
Yeah.
But Axtell able to recover it, right spot, right time, and able to take advantage. And that's what you have to have in these kind of big-time games. You got to have the ball bounce your way, and you got to take advantage of it. If you were listening on 103.9 tonight, you heard Holton struggle with that. If you're going to take down a Goliath of sorts to try and upset a team such as like Holton was trying to do against Hayden tonight,
yep,
and they turned it over twice, once on downs, once by a fumble inside the Hayden 10-yard line. You can't do that and expect to win those games. Same thing with Frankfurt and Axtell on 92-1 tonight was, again, Axtell gave Frankfurt a small smidgens of hope throughout that game in the first quarter and in the first half. But an Axtell team that has been there, Boz, they've done that. And this team is primed to do a three-peat, my friend.
They are.
Is it too early for me to say that?
No, I don't think so. We've
seen them twice.
We've kind of been holding off all season, but this team is really, really good. And the thing I like about it, they play with a ton of confidence.
Oh, man.
The swag that they've got going on,
yeah.
Just a super confident team. And here's, you mentioned that with, if you're trying to knock off a big-time program with a win streak and all that, you've got to find ways to capitalize on turnovers. You got to get those turnovers, make something out of them. But then, I mean, you've got to figure out a way to slow them down and challenge them. So, you know, let's say Frankfurt converts on that first fumble.
Yeah.
Now it's 7-7. Axtell did not convert on the first 2-point, or they did, so it's 8. So it would have been, you know, maybe they get the 2-point conversion. It's tied up early in the game.
It was 6.
Okay, so I thought they missed the first one. So yeah, if Axtell or Frankfurt goes down, they score. Maybe they take a lead.
Yeah, 8-6 maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, okay, little chink in the armor. Well, how does Axtell respond?
Right.
But Frankfurt, I think if you're a Frankfurt fan, if you're in that locker room, you're thinking about missed opportunities.
Sure.
And missed tackles. There was a lot of times tonight where Frankfurt was in the right position. They read the play beautifully.
If I had a dollar for every time you told me that tonight, dude, I'd be a rich man.
Because they were there.
Yeah.
I mean, they were where they needed to be, whether that's, you know, the game plan, scouting report. They knew what was coming. They just could not make the tackle.
They couldn't stop it.
Yards after contact. We talked about that all night, too. Oh, my goodness.
It was a lot from Axtell. Again, Brandon Schmelzley, a phenomenal athlete that has just got great center of gravity. And he kind of turns into a pinball sometimes, too.
Super hard to break down. And again, if you're Frankfurt, you're looking at, you know, pad level's got to be lower. You got to hit a little bit lower. They were trying to hit him up around his shoulders. He's a big kid. He's not going down.
Sorry. 150 pounds is not taking down 200 pounds by grabbing the shoulders.
Yeah. And here's, you know, kind of expanding on Axtell and what they've got going for him. We've seen several games this season against other 8-man opponents.
Yeah.
And the thing that Axtell's got, if you haven't seen him play, they're big.
They are.
They've got two guys up front, Bussing
and Sawyer Dieters.
They are big dudes.
They're hosses, man.
220, 230.
When they announced that Sawyer Dieters was like, what are they?
220.
220. I was like, no way. Yeah, that young man, and Sawyer, if you're listening right now, man, I'm sorry. But he looks like he's every bit of 235, 240.
Yeah.
And he can move.
Yes. They have size. And when we saw Axtell play against Clifton Clyde earlier this season, you've got Axtell with big dudes up front.
Yeah.
Clifton Clyde had athletic guys.
Right.
6 foot, probably 160, 170 pounds against that kind of beef up front.
Right.
They're just, the teams that we've seen them play against, they're Axtell is just outsizing them.
I feel like every week we are talking about the big guys up front. And with 8-man football, they've got some guys that could play on a 3A football team right now. Those are the type of kids that are the size, the strength that you would see on a 3A, 4A, you know, 2A team. But right now, that's on an 8-man team.
Yeah.
It's a completely different. I just got a text that came in and says he's 270, actually. I saw one, but then shout out assistant coach Craig Wiebe tuning in right now. 270. Yeah, I believe every bit of that.
Absolutely. When I heard that, I'm like, no, there's no way. This is a big kid.
He's strong, man. He's fast.
Well, and you look at him move on the field.
Yes.
How many times when we're watching him, he's got a repertoire of moves for a D lineman. I mean, he's so much bigger. But a lot of those guys just try to bully you, you know, just bull rush.
And right.
He swims over the top. He's got lateral movement.
Yeah.
If he needs to, he'll bull rush you straight back into the play. But he can do it all. I'm really impressed with him on the offensive line.
Yeah.
That offensive line as a whole.
And shout out Jared Sleppy, who called the game tonight as well. Yeah, 265, 270 for Sawyer Dieters. And on the defensive side, how many times do we look down there and say, man, that poor center right now, or that poor guard, because you got Sawyer Dieters standing right over you. And he's a kid that, you know, I'm going to make a reference to a kid from Sabetha from a few years ago that was dominant at the nose tackle position in Elliot Strom, who was a complete difference maker for that team that went back-to-back.
Yeah.
And this Axtell team has already gone back-to-back, and they've got a kid that can help them get back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, how comfortable does it make you as a coach when you know you have to get 3, 4, 5 yards, and you've got that dude.
Dude, forget the tush push.
Yeah, just get behind him and let him clear the way. We're going to pick up 3, 4, 5 yards.
I mean, it's just, oh my gosh. Yeah, so again, we said it in our preseason show when we had Coach Detweiler on the phone with us. He interviewed with us on August 25th. We'll say it again now. If you have not taken in an 8-man game, go take one in. It is completely different than an 11-man game. And it is so intriguing to watch because of the different styles and different philosophies you have to put in. Because again, the field's a little bit shorter, and you know you got 3 down linemen, not 5.
Yeah,
and you've got skill position players that have got to be shifty, they got to be quick. And Axtell, I mean, again, just shout out to the Eagles again. obviously we cover Frankfurt as well, so I'm gonna turn it back to that for a little bit here. A loss does not define your season.
Nope. I was just getting ready to say that. You know, we've been talking about Axtell for quite a bit because they are a very, very good team that's got a chance to repeat. But here's the thing with Frankfurt. I'm still a fan. Mm. They still have a really good shot.
Yes.
You know, they've had a good season. This doesn't define them, the one loss tonight. And again, I think you build on it. If you're Frankfurt, you had opportunities. You forced a turnover. You had an opportunity to get a second turnover. You had the ball in the red zone at the 12-yard line. You couldn't punch it in. How different could that game have been if they would have taken advantage of those things? So if you're in that locker room, you're maybe, obviously it stings to get beat like that.
Sure.
But you know, hey, we're better. We're better than that, and we're going to regroup and go into playoffs. I mean, you're looking next district game and then moving on to the playoffs. Yeah.
They got to bounce back right away. They take on Hanover next week with the second place in that district on the line. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show, but those were our games of the week that we were focusing on. Big shout out Axtell again for their showing out tonight. They defeat Frankfurt 46-0, and Boz, unfortunately the streak continues for us.
God, yes, it does. I don't know what's going on. They're big games. I mean,
236-24 after last week, and so now 276 plus 6, 284-24 has been our games of the week this year.
I don't even know what to say about that.
That tells me I think we got to go to a break, right?
Let's just do that. Let's just move on to the break.
Oh, my gosh. We got a lot more to get to. We got recaps coming up next from all the area games of the week that were on our MSC Sports Radio Network. We've also got Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. They are going to be coming in as well. If you've got one, give us a call. Talk to Kurt. Talk to myself. We got Ray Penning, Kurt Kilman. That's Boz. I'm Jake. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're right back after this.
This is Dorsey Hall. Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in an uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lucert from Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lucert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Denison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how it...
All right, we're back here once again, segment number three. It's time for you to understand what happened to some of these games tonight. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Got Captain Kirk Kilman here up at the Kansaland Studios. We got Neil Weiland. Shout out Neil down at Care Country as well. Boz, we got some scores to roll through one more time.
One more time. We got all the scores we need, so here's what we got.
Hey, shout out to everybody for getting those
yes,
in, too.
Absolutely.
Every single week they do good, yeah?
We got people running us scores this whole time, so yes, thank you for calling in. One of the ones we were waiting for, El Saline, they get the win 56-0 over Washington County. Clifton Clyde, they are victorious over Rock Hills 58-6. Hanover defeats Lynn 60-12. Axtell defeats Frankfort 46-0. Blue Valley, they get the win over Donovan West 54-6. Valley Falls, they fall to Jeff County North 72-6. Oskaloosa pulls off the upset tonight over McLeod 22-6.
The Bears.
Troy 48-13 over Onega. Centralia gets the win against Riverside 46-8. Wabunsee, they fall tonight to Valley Heights 64-26. Valley Heights improves to 6-1 with that win tonight. Silver Lake, 60. Mar Hill, Mountain Academy, 0. Rossville, they get the win over Pleasant Ridge, 64-14. Riley County, they get shut out tonight at Nemaha Central, 30-0. Sabetha victorious over Horton, 55-6. Royal Valley gets a big win with the district implications over
Huge.
Jeff West, 24-14. Holton, they fall to Hayden, 24-7. Marysville defeats Hiawatha 28-0. Jackson Heights gets the win against ACCHS 46-26. And Atchison remains perfect, moves to 7-0 with their win over Perla Compton 42-0.
The Phoenix. I like how every single time we do scores, we end with Atchison. Yeah. You gotta have that hype for the Phoenix over in Atchison. Continuing to roll over there. They get out of Meadowlark Conference League action, take on a Big 7 League opponent, and don't miss a beat.
No, I mean, the perfect season so far, you know, with the teams that kind of we cover in our area, Axtell, 7-0. We've got Nemaha Central, 7-0. Sabetha, 7-0.
Yep.
Hayden, we don't really cover them, but they're on the list here, 7-0. Atchison, 7-0.
Why you got to do that?
Well, I just reading through the list, it just popped up.
All right.
They're still a perfect team. Number three in 3A, so.
All right. You done?
I'm done.
Okay. Well, speaking of the Phoenix, we're going to go right over. We got some recaps to get to you. Tom Couts had the call for Atchison taking on Perry LeCompton tonight, and the Phoenix rise up once again.
In front of a nice crowd at Amelia Earhart Stadium this evening, the Atchison Phoenix improved their record to 7-0 as they knocked off Perry LeCompton 42-0. The scoring began in kind of an unusual way as Atchison had a fumble recovery in the end zone by Trey Carter. They got up 7-0 in the opening quarter. Before halftime, two more AHS scores led to a 20-0 intermission lead, and three more second half scores by the Phoenix take them to that 42-0 lead. So Atchison, perfect on the season. We'll wrap up the regular season in Week 8 back at home next week as they're going to be hosting Wyandotte. Again, though, for the Phoenix, the great season continues. It was Atchison, 42, Perry LeCompton, nothing. Tom Counts reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Again, the Phoenix perfect season, as he said, continues on. How about another perfect season? Will it continue? It was Axtell at Frankfurt. Jared Sleppy had the call for that one, and the Eagles fly high.
Yet another dominant win for the Axtell Eagles, getting their 33rd win in a row. It all started on their opening drive with Brendan Schmelzy getting a 10-yard touchdown with less than 2 minutes in on a five-play 60-yard drive that couldn't convert the two, making it 6-0. Frankfurt tried to come back from their own 21-yard line on a 4th-and-5, but they were unable to convert, giving Axtell the ball back, but Schmelzy fumbled it right back to Frankfurt. Unfortunately for them, though, they couldn't be able to do anything with that, though, as they had to punt it away, and Axtell scored on their next possession to go up 14-0 thanks to an Eli Broxton 13-yard rushing touchdown. On the next Frankfurt drive, they got all the way down to the Axtell 12-yard line thanks to a 39-yard reception from Carter Olson, but they were unable to pay it off as they turned it over on downs in the red zone. Axtell then paid the favor back and scored in the red zone on a 4th-and-goal from the 2-yard line with a little bit of trickery. Wyatt Detweiler on the option receiving the pitch from Brendan Schmelzy, who threw it to Grady Bussing. That was actually Wyatt Detweiler's second touchdown pass of the season to make it 22-0. Eli Broxman then poured it on with a 2-yard reception on the next drive. He got another touchdown reception. That was right before the half after an interception from Landon Schmitz of the Axtell defense. And then early in the second half, he would get his 4th touchdown of the day. This was on a bubble screen, a 47-yard scamper to give them a 40-0 lead. And then to secure the game, it was a Rylan Bussing pick 6 to make it 46-0 to end the ball game. Axtell now 7-0 overall, 4-0 in district play. All they got to do next week is beat Donovan West, and they are district champions. They'll be TVL champions as well if they win that game. This is Jared Sleppy for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks, Jared. As the Eagles, yes, have continued their perfect season so far here tonight. Well, Boz got alluded to another team that's perfect that we typically don't cover too often in Hayden.
No.
But Hayden, that was undefeated, they hosted a Holton team, and this is a rivalry game, Boz. We listened to a little bit of it on the way back, and it sounded like the rivalry is very much intact. Here's an update from what happened from the Holton-Hayden game. Hayden comes out on top.
In the Battle of Wildcats in Week 7 Friday night, it was undefeated Hayden winning a district title with a 24-7 victory against Holton. Hayden scored on the opening drive, going 13 plays and 65 yards before quarterback Jet Wallmeyer ran it in from 9 yards out to make it 7-0. Hayden then would get the ball back just before halftime near midfield. A 15-yard Holton penalty moved Hayden into field goal range, and with the wind at his back, freshman Mason Becker kicked a good one from 39 yards out that had Hayden ahead 10-0 at intermission. Holton had one drive that went inside the 10-yard line, but they ended up turning it over on downs in the first half. Holton got the football to begin the second half, and Holton went on a 15-play drive, but then fumbled again inside the Hayden 10-yard line. And Hayden would respond as Hayden, on the ensuing drive, went 13 plays and 92 yards, getting a one-yard touchdown run from Tom Ridley to make it 17-0 Hayden. Holton did break one long run, a 62-yard jump by Abbott Hundley, to pull within 17-7, but Hayden got a touchdown in the final minutes for the final score of 24-7. Really a game of missed opportunities for Holton, because twice they had the ball inside the Hayden 10-yard line, and neither time came away with any points. Holton outgained Hayden as they had 311 yards of offense all on the ground with 53 rushing attempts. Abbott Hundley ran for 152 yards. Kyler Jackson ran for 112. And Kel Frazier and Eli Hallauer both over 20 yards rushing as well. Holton with the loss drops to 3-4 on the season. So 311 yards for Holton. Hayden ended up with just 242 total yards of offense. They ran for 140. Jet Wallmeyer was 8 of 13 for 102 passing yards. Schrickle, the leading rusher for Hayden, with 52 yards on the ground. Their fullback, Desch, had 50 yards as well, as Hayden improved to 7-0 and completed their district play. They'll host Hiawatha next week, while Holton will be home against Jeff West to finish district play. Again, the final score, Hayden 24, Holton 7. From the Capital City for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting. Oh, and by the way, one other key stat for Holton, 12 penalties for 83 yards. Plus, Holton had the only two turnovers of the night.
All right, thanks, Justin. And that was a recap of Holton Hayden and the Battle of the Wildcats that goes back 20-plus years of rivalry, Boz. And after Holton defeated Hayden twice last year, knocked Hayden out of district championship last year, and then knocked him again out of the playoffs, these two teams could match up again yet in the playoffs.
They absolutely could. And that is a... It's a big-time rivalry. There is no
no love lost,
between those two teams. Just a rich history of close games. Two, you know, a lot of times they meet up, really good records, really good teams. One of them's getting knocked out. Little hatred there.
And we're going to stay in Jackson County now, as Jackson Heights trying to at least claim a share of the NEKL title this year. They hosted ACCHS tonight. Crittenden Prophet has an update.
Hello, everybody. It's a chilly night, 53 degrees, with the wind blowing 21 miles per hour out of the southeast. It's cold night at Dave Henry Field. Jackson Heights Cobras taking on the ACCHS Tigers in a game last year that ended 18-6. The Jackson Heights Cobras just couldn't come back in the fourth. The Jackson Heights Cobras dominated overall 46-26. And let me break the game down for you. Jackson Heights Cobras won the coin toss, and they elected to defer receiving it at half. To start things off, ACCHS turns the ball over on downs on their first possession. Jackson Heights take things back over, but they fumble. And then on the second possession for the Tigers, they have to punt it. And then the Jackson Heights, their next two possessions, turn out to be 70-plus yard touchdown runs, one by Weston Chuliance and one by Josh Smith. On both touchdowns, the Jackson Heights Cobras were able to make both two-point conversions. Out of all the touchdowns tonight, the Jackson Heights Cobras only failed one two-point conversion, so they did have a great succession on extra PAT points. Replying to the Jackson Heights Cobras' second touchdown, however, was Butteroff, who scored a 12-yard touchdown rush, and then Josh Smith scored his touchdown rush. In replying to that touchdown rush, a 5-yard rush for Josh Smith. Josh Smith, who had over 100 yards rushing on the game and two touchdowns, who also joined them in that 100-yard statistic, was Drake Millis, who not only had 100 yards, but 150-plus yards and three touchdowns. The Jackson Heights defense forced six total turnovers on the game and held ACCHS to only 26 points. The Jackson Heights Cobras played a very great game defensively and, of course, offensively, winning the game 46-26. The Jackson Heights Cobras is red hot, expecting to end the season 7-1, taking on Onega next week.
All right, Crittenden, thank you very much. Got a little precursor there at the end of his recap there. He's saying expecting the Cobras to get that win next week. And again, you know, he's a high school student of Jackson Heights. He's a little excited
about it. Yeah. Does he know anything about the broadcaster's jinx?
Well, I guess we'll find out. All right, staying in the Big 7, or going back to the Big 7 League, excuse me. Sabatha traveled to Nemaha County and went to Brown County. Took on the Chargers of Horton tonight. Logan Bitterman.
With just 2 weeks left to go in the high school football regular season, we were in Horton, Kansas tonight for a district Class 2A matchup between the Chargers of Horton and the visiting Blue Jays of Sabatha. Sabatha came into the night looking to stay undefeated as they prepare for a big in-county Nemaha rival matchup with Nemaha Central next week. And Sabatha would get started with a 38-yard touchdown run by running back Colin Mennell. The PAT would be unsuccessful, and it'd be 6-0 at that point. Sabatha's next touchdown would be a 1-yard touchdown run by Joshua Grimm. The senior lineman would get the carry on the play, and he'd make it 13-0 for Sabatha. Sabatha's defense just smothered the Chargers of Horton all night, and Sabatha would turn around and get a 25-yard touchdown pass by senior quarterback Marcus Bauman to senior tight end Christian McAfee, and it'd be 20-0. Then, on the very next touchdown for Sabetha, it'd be a 14-yard touchdown pass from Bauman to Nate Minold, and that made it 27-0 at that point. Sabetha had two picks on the night. One was by Christian McAfee. The other was a pick six for 30 yards for a touchdown as well, and it was Kyler Winger, a sub getting in for the Blue Jays, and he made it 34-0 right before the half. Then Colin Minold once again would get another touchdown run, this time from 57 yards out, and he made it 41-0 at that point. Then Cole Minold would get a punt return, and it was 53 yards to the house. 48-0 was your score there. Then Kellen Winger would get the last touchdown for the Blue Jays. He took it from 21 yards out after breaking a couple tackles, and it was 55-0. Horton, however, would not be denied on the scoreboard tonight, as Wyatt Chartier would take it 51 yards after he broke several tackles of his own. The two-point conversion attempt would not be successful, and it was 55-6, and that is the final. For the Blue Jays, they were led on the ground by senior running back Colin Minold. He had 128 yards rushing and two touchdowns tonight. Marcus Bauman went 5 of 5 passing, had 75 yards and two touchdowns passing here this evening. And then again, the two picks for the Blue Jays, one again by Christian McAfee, the other by Kyler Winger for the 30-yard pick six. And then that one punt return touchdown for Cole Minold is pretty much the scoring for the Blue Jays here this evening. Sabetha wins this one here in Horton. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that. And our final recap stays in the Big 7 League as well, as Hiawatha hosted Marysville, and the Dogs coming off of a back-and-forth game as the Battle of the Trimbles last week, Valley Heights defeating Marysville, and Hiawatha hung with the Dogs here tonight. Seth Tollefson has a recap for you.
It was a chilly and windy night at Memorial Stadium in Hiawatha as the Redhawks played host to the Marysville Bulldogs in the final district game of the season for Hiawatha. The game started off with a Marysville possession. They would take the ball on a 10-yard drive, but wound up turning it over on downs. Hiawatha would run the ball a lot in this ball game as they were able to go 9 plays and about 45 yards before they wound up punting on their opening possession. At the end of one quarter, it was 0-0. And then a few plays into the second period, Marysville would get their first score of the game on a 10-yard touchdown run by quarterback Will Audit, which completed a 10-play, 92-yard drive for the Bulldogs. The next drive for Marysville, which actually started off of a blocked punt that led to a short 38-yard field, was capped off by a 6-yard touchdown run by Audit. It was 14-0 at halftime, and Hiawatha came out of the gate with a decent couple of plays, but unfortunately a penalty drew them back, and they wound up punting on their opening possession of the second half. It would be Marysville then, their next two possessions, getting touchdown runs from number 5, Slupanek, and also again quarterback Will Audit to cap off the scoring 28-0. Marysville with that win improves to 3-4 on the season, while Hiawatha falls to 1-6. Hiawatha will be on the road next week as they will head to Hayden, and then Marysville will be in action as they take on Clay Center in a district matchup. Again, your final score from Hiawatha. It's Marysville 28, Hiawatha 0. I'm Seth Tollefson reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, thanks, Seth, very much for that recap. And that concludes our recaps here of the evening. We got to hear from all the area games here in our MSC Sports Radio Network that was on air tonight, Boz. And a couple of those were some kids that came out of that are on our Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees here this evening. Who we got so far?
We got a little... We
got a good little list.
We got a list going here. So the game we were at, we've got a couple of gentlemen from there. Axtell, Brandon Schmelz, the quarterback, he accounted for a ton of offensive yards this game. Again, remember, this only went through the third quarter, but... about halfway through the third quarter.
Right.
So Schmelzley was 126 yards rushing with one touchdown. Also had 125 yards passing with two touchdowns. So he was getting after it in the basically the first half, got one in the third quarter there. Also from Axtell, Eli Broxman, 4 total touchdowns on the night. He had 3 receiving and 1 rushing touchdown. So great night for Eli Broxman. From Nemaha Central, Carter Hike.
Uh-huh.
Haven't heard from him for a little while, but Carter had a heck of a ball game tonight. 31 carries for 115 yards with 4 touchdowns. He was also 6 of 9 passing for 70 yards.
31 carries as a quarterback.
As a quarterback. Yeah.
Awesome.
And we'll go through state leaders, but he's
reminds
he's
me
one of
like
the top.
Lamar Jackson, you know.
Oh. So he ranks really high in the state, all classifications this year in rushing yards. So that's Carter Hike out of Nemaha Central. From Jackson Heights, we had a call in on that one. Tegan Bauhey, he had 16 tackles tonight on the defensive side of things. 5 of those tackles were for a loss. Impressive night for Tegan Bauhey on the defensive side of the ball. For Royal Valley, Jackson Stevens, he had 3 rushing touchdowns tonight. One of those including, it was an 80-yard run. And then the last one from Sabetha, Colin Menold, had a big night. 128 rushing yards with 2 touchdowns. Also had 75 yards passing with another 2 touchdowns. 4 Great touchdowns night. On the night for Colin Menold.
Those are your nominees at the moment. If you want to nominate somebody, the Giant Communications Hotline is open for you. 785-547-3461. As I see the light going right now, so someone's calling in right now. If you want to get somebody on that list for a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee, again, 785-547-3461, the Giant Communications Hotline. When you need fast, reliable internet, or you need your phone system to be looked at, look no further than Giant Communications, online at giantcomm.net, or give them a phone call at 785-362-9331. Giant Communications, that hotline number, final time, 785-547-3461. We got a couple more things to get through here in just a few moments. We've got our week 8 look ahead. We're going to look at our schedules. We're going to figure out district current standings and what that means for our area teams. It's all coming up here in just a little bit from now, because we've got a couple more breaks to get to. But when we come back, it's week 8. We're also going to talk college, professional, but look at the district action. We're getting close to the end of the regular season here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're hanging out with Jake and Buzz.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home, right at
At Giant Communications, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens. No more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with Giant Communications. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact Giant Communications today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeltley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Chances are you didn't wake up thinking about buying tires today. Only about 2% of the population are ready to buy anything on a given day. But when that day comes that you're in the 2% and you need new tires, Commercial Tire Solution can help you find the Michelin or BF Goodrich tires you need. Dylan Keim has the very best selection of Michelin or BF Goodrich tires, the very best for your money. So when you're in the 2%, see Commercial Tire Solutions, just north of Seneca on Highway 63, and buy online at commercialtiresolutions.com.
Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville wants you to know about their special program offered to teachers in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's called Debit for a Difference, and it offers grants that are funded through their members' use of their debit cards. Membership is not required to apply for a grant. Teachers, find out more about the Debit for a Difference program for Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties by contacting the Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school, and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
This is Mitch Otmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home,
Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You're listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Dorsey, thank you so much. As you are listening to Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, and that's Boz. Boz, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Hey. Currently 48 degrees outside, Bobby.
Get chilly.
Feels great. Yeah. I love this time of the year. Hey, we got some Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees to give to you, people at home and in the MSC Sports listening area. We got added a couple more. So why don't you run through those one more time for me, Boz?
All right, here's what we got for the game ball tonight from Axtell, Brandon Schmelsley. 126 yards rushing with a touchdown. Also had 125 passing yards with two touchdowns. So three total scores tonight for Brandon Schmelsley from Axtell. Also from Axtell, Eli Brockstroman. Heck of a night for him. Four total touchdowns. He had three receiving touchdowns. Also added a rushing touchdown as well. That's Eli Brockstroman from Axtell. Carter Hike from Nemaha Central.
Hut, hut.
31 carries for 115 yards with four touchdowns. He also was 6-for-9 passing for 70 yards. From Jackson Heights, Tegan Bauhey had a heck of a defensive ball game. 16 total tackles, five of those for a loss. Heck of a ball game on the defensive side of the ball. From Royal Valley, Jackson Stevens. He had three rushing touchdowns on the night, including an 80-yard run.
That boy Jackson.
Got after it tonight. From Sabetha, Colin Menold, 128 yards rushing with two touchdowns. Also had 75 yards passing with another two scores.
Mm-hmm.
So four total on the night for Colin Menold. Also had one from Holton. You know, we tell everybody, call in, tell us a game ball nominee. From Holton, Dalton Roush, senior, had a great defensive game. Don't have to have exact stats. That's fine. But he had a heck of a ball game. Holton playing at Topeka Hayden. He had a ton of tackles on the defensive side of the ball. So good game tonight defensively for Dalton Roush from Holton.
I tell you, as the season progresses, people are a lot more comfortable calling in these, you know?
we're a long ways in.
Seven weeks in.
Taking them a while to warm up.
We've got, but
it's okay.
The most amount of nominations that we've had to date. So thank you, listeners, for giving us a shout. I know not everybody's comfortable calling in, but you know, again, it's for the kids. You know, we want to give these kids recognition because you and I can't be at every single game.
Yep.
We can't handpick. We always bring somebody from the game that we go to. But we rely on you, the fans, you, the listeners, to provide us with somebody that sticks out to you. So the Giant Communications Hotline is always open to you at 785-547-3461. If you want somebody to get on that list, we will be giving that game ball away here in just a little bit. from now, presented by Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness over in Sabetha. Well, week seven's in the books, Boz. We're going to go into district action in just a second, but let's go straight into what our week eight matchups look like. And I know you're going to look at the big one on the front of it. We're going to go to the back side of the page first.
Okay.
All right. And the big reason why is because Valley Heights, big win tonight at Wabunsee. They dominated Wabunsee.
Yeah.
At Wabunsee.
They put 64 points on the board against Wabunsee.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a night.
They've got a district title on the line next week at home against Smith Center. Smith Center, a team that took on the same Wabunsee team, beat them 16-14.
Yep.
Close game.
Valley Heights, everything's kind of lining up for them.
The Stangs, my friend. The Stangs were a team that we both agreed on in preseason as team to look for as we get closer to postseason. Their one loss of the season, week one, against Centralia in a very, very tight opening round game or opening game of the season. For Valley Heights. They take on Smith Center next week. That's one of our potential sites that we will go to over at Valley Heights. Another one that made the list is JCN at Mission Valley. And the reason for this, Boz, is because there's a lot of opportunities to filter in through for this district. And we'll go into this district here in just a second. But JCN, a big win tonight, as they just took care of business as they needed to against Valley Falls tonight. They bounced back, though. A big-time bounce-back win after getting beat by St. Mary's last week.
Yeah, it is. You know, you always wonder how you're going to bounce back from a loss like that. And JCN, we've been following them pretty close throughout this season, and we saw them in Effingham early in the season, and they are a very, very good football team. We talk about kind of the different pieces that each of these teams has that could lead them to a title, and JCN, they're loaded too. I mean, they got some big guys. They got great quarterback, running back. I mean, they are very, very good.
That's going to be a big matchup because St. Mary's has locked up the number one spot in that district. St. Mary's, with their win tonight over Mission Valley, with their tiebreak win over JCN, St. Mary's has locked up District 3 in Class 1A. So that JCN at Mission Valley game, well, why is it big, Boz? It's big because it's for the two, potentially the four, in that district.
Yeah, you can flip-flop quick. With a loss, you drop to four. With a win, you stay at two. And again, we've said this week by week, the districts are important for your seeding as you get into playoffs.
Yeah.
You can really avoid a potential, maybe, quote, tougher matchup by getting a district title or that one or two spot.
We'll go into districts again here in just a matter of seconds, but the final big time game that's on our radar that we potentially could be at next week.
Yeah.
Nah, forget it, man. Right? I mean,
we can only cover it for so long.
I know. The game that we're going to be at next week, you just need to come find us. You're going to win a prize. Nemaha Central at Sabetha. Battle in 2A. District title on the line. Big 7 league title. There's a lot on the line next week.
Man,
in Sabetha.
It's going to be good. It is going to be really good. Both teams coming into that game undefeated. And here's, we kind of dig into this a little bit. Nemaha Central, they haven't skipped a beat since winning the Class 2A state championship last year. They're currently on a 20-game win streak. This team is flat getting it done on both sides of the ball. We mentioned another shutout by Nemaha Central. Coming into tonight's game, Nemaha Central is averaging 43 points per game.
Yep.
They've only given up one touchdown the entire season, and that was in the first game of the season against Holton, and that touchdown came late in the game.
Yeah.
When the game was already in hand.
So if math is a thing that I'm decent at, they're giving up less than 1 point a game.
Yeah. It's, you know,
sometimes 6 points through seven games, Buzz.
It's ridiculous. You know, a lot of times you will find a team that's very good offensively, and they try to just outscore their opponent. They know they're going to give up some points, but their offense is so powerful they can get wins. Nemaha Central, they're doing it both ways. They're not letting teams score, and they're putting up a ton of points on the board, tons of yards per game. Nemaha Central, they're going to be ready for this matchup.
Now, flip it around, though.
Yeah.
On the Sabetha side of things. Sabetha, a team that we highlighted ourselves in the preseason, right?
Yep.
We talked to Coach Garrett Michael preseason. We also talked to Coach Glatzik as well in our preseason show on August 25th. You can go back on msesports.net, click the audio tab, and find that recording where we interviewed JCN's head coach, Axel's head coach, Nemaha Central, and Sabetha's in that show. But we highlighted Sabetha that they had all the pieces to maybe make a deep playoff run to another state title.
Absolutely.
Coming into tonight's game, Sabetha, they Bonds were averaging 37 points a game while only allowing six. We're talking about some high-powered offenses and some stifling defenses. Neither team is a stranger to success, my friend.
No. These two programs, they've accounted for four state titles in the last 6 years combined. I mean, they are just phenomenal football programs that do it year after year after year. The last time Sabetha lost a game was in Substate last season against Nemaha Central. That game was 30-14. And if you look kind of historically, Nemaha Central, they're a little bit ahead in this series here. They've won six out of the last 10.
Correct.
Now, we again go back to what we're talking about with Sabetha and the pieces that they've got. They have a really good offensive line, a ton of size on that offensive line. They've got great skill position players. Here's what I'm kind of anxious to see in that ball game.
Because we're going to be there, guys. Again, just show up. Find me. I'm in my Ravens gear. Bosnet is North Dakota Fighting Hawks gear.
Yeah.
And you're going to win a prize next week.
Yeah. The thing that's interesting to me is which team is going to stop the other one from scoring. I think this is going to come down to a defensive battle. Neither team allowing very many touchdowns, very many points. Can you shut down the other team offensively? It's just going to be a fantastic matchup. We talked about this one early on in the season.
Uh-huh.
Like you kind of, you know, circle that date.
Right. And we're trying our best to just kind of sit quiet with it and just wait. And, you know, again, we're trying to take that coach's mentality. One week at a time.
One game at a time.
One game at a time. It's finally here for us to talk about, my friend.
Yeah.
That it is a week from tonight. We're going to be talking about what happened in that game.
And here's what's crazy is it's just a district game.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it doesn't end your season. Both teams are going to move on.
Right.
But it is such a matchup. The confidence you can gain from a game like that.
Either side.
Either way it goes, one team is going to come out feeling like, yeah, we just went through a battle and we're primed for a playoff run.
I mean, again, when you got rivalries, you know, you're talking like Holt and Hayden. We talked about that tonight. You know, that's like a 37 miles from those two teams apart, different counties, things like that. You got your area rivalries. These guys are in the same county. They're 20 miles apart, and they've been duking it out since they were able to walk at everything. And now, again, we're doing the job of media of really hyping this thing up. And I guarantee you, Coach Glatzik, Coach Michael, I know you guys are listening. They're just sitting there right now, sipping their bottle of water and just saying, it's just another game.
Just another game.
It isn't. From our perspective.
Exactly. It isn't the way we look at it. But coaches, you know, it can be devastating if you prepare so hard for that one game and it doesn't go your way.
Right.
So, yeah, the coaches are just day by day.
Yeah.
We're going to go practice. We're going to watch film. We're going to work on what we need to work on. We're going to get the game plan, the scout ready. And go play the game. That's it.
B-Tad will be on the call for that one. Brandon Tadman on 103.9 KNZA. If there was ever a game of the week, this one's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is one that, again, since you were a tiny tot able to walk, crawl, I don't care if you were still soiling your pants, you knew that Nemaha Sabetha was a type of a game you wanted to grow up and be a part of.
Yeah.
And now it's here. And again, like you said, in the all likelihood, Bosnies, they're going to play each other again.
Yeah, they're going to meet up.
And then 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now, we're going to be sitting here doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's funny to me. I think about these games that we go to. You got the kids playing in the end zone, or they're playing on the side field. And, you know, they look up to these high school kids, and they want to wear the jersey, and they want to be a part of the program. And so This is everything that high school football is about.
Yeah.
Big time rivalry, the kids looking up to the high schoolers. It's just it'll be a phenomenal atmosphere.
There's a ton of games next week, Buzz. And we're talking about one.
Exactly.
Because, again, just the ramifications are, I mean, they're both going to the playoffs. But it's all about who you're going to play in the playoffs, what your path to that championship game will look like. And both of these teams have every opportunity in front of them to go to a state title. Not only make it, buddy,
yeah,
but win it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and Nemaha Central, they're hungry for that back-to-back. You know, Sabetha's done it.
Right.
Several years ago.
Correct.
They've gotten the back-to-back, and then they maybe, you could say they didn't have as successful a season maybe as the expectations were for them, but now they're back.
You mentioned the four times in 6 years. You had Sabetha in 17 and 18. You had Nemaha in 19. You had Nemaha last year. Okay. Let's just look at the fact of, oh, man, hey, we got a lot of good quality teams, you know, in the last few years. Hey, in Nemaha County, too, you got Centralia, who's doing their thing. I mean, Nemaha County right now, everybody else, here, let me just try to direct my voice better here. Anybody in a different county that is trying to get a football program to, like, get established or encourage improvement or something, go drink the water from Nemaha County.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Just go get a jug of it and see what it tastes like. Because, again, I mean, you're just looking at the recent history success and everything that goes with it. It's just, I'm excited for next week.
Yeah. Oh, you're absolutely right. Well, you mentioned Centralia. I mean, that is a top-notch program year after year. They're sitting 6-1 on the season. They stubbed their toe one game. They had some injury
one
issues.
Game.
But, yeah, they just continue to roll year after year after year. These are programs that don't define themselves with one good season.
Yeah. And we're also talking about, again, different, like, what ramifications have next week? Well, I'm glad you asked me, Boz. Actually, why don't you go ahead and ask me, what are the ramifications next week?
Jake, what are the ramifications of that game?
Well, not just that game.
Oh, for next week, the whole thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Try it again.
What are the ramifications for next week?
All right, I'm glad you asked, Boz, as we go into our district coverage in action here, starting at 8-man Division 2. Axtell, with their win tonight over Frankfort, has the tiebreaker. They've got more than double the points of Frankfort and quadruple the points of Hanover. So Axtell is your 8-man Division 2 District 3 champion. They will take on the 4 seed in District 4 in the first round of the playoffs in week number 9. Axtell next week has a final game of the season at home against Donovan West. But then, in this same district, buddy, we got Frankfort against Hanover. Hanover got a win tonight over Lynn, a 60-12 victory by Hanover. They bounce back after that loss against Axtell. They have a chance now. Do the Hanover Wildcats. It's a battle of the cats next week between Frankfort and Hanover. The winner of that game at Hanover will get the 2 seed in that district. And that's the big difference of that, though, is, Boz, is the fact that you're either going to have a home game or you're going to be on the road.
Yeah, anybody moving into the playoffs, you want to host a home game, the first round.
Yeah.
Stay at home, get the win.
All right, moving to 8-man Division 1 here in district action as Clifton Clyde tonight. They're now 5-2 overall, 3-1 in district play. They got the win at Rock Hills this evening. They take on Bennington next week. El Saline, with their win tonight at Washington County, has solidified their top spot in District 5 in 8-man Division 1. So Clifton Clyde, Boz, is trying to stay at that 2 spot because they do have the head-to-head over Lincoln on district side of things. And so they've got pretty much the 2 seed wrapped up due to the Eagles of Clifton Clyde. Washington County, well, their season is going to come to an end in the regular season. They will not make the postseason with that loss tonight. Puts them at 0-3 in district action. And even with a win next week, they would not be able to overtake Bennington in that district. In 1A, Boz, district action, district number 3, the fun one that we highlighted early on. St. Mary's, a team that started off the year, Boz, 0-3.
That was a little bit of a surprise to me, coming off a state championship.
First team ever.
Yeah, it's a different team, but the success that they had built the previous years, you just kind of wondered how they'd come out. And they started slow. They really did. They were kind of trying to find their way, but now they've been on a roll. They're playing some really good football.
So you got St. Mary's, the victor of that district, but JCN, their game at Mission Valley next week could determine, again, either the 2 seed, the 3 seed, or even the 4 seed. because McClouth, if they were able to upset St. Mary's next week, McClouth would then put themselves in that consideration in that two seed. So big game next week for JCN against Mission Valley. Huge game for McClouth after they dropped tonight to Oskaloosa.
Yeah, they a lot of times you don't want to leave, you know, your future in somebody else's hands. They could have taken care of business tonight,
yeah,
and
yes,
got that win. They positioned themselves so much better. They fell tonight, so now they got to get back to work.
Yeah, McClouth, if they could have gotten that win tonight, would have put them almost in the driver's seat for that two seed. But with the loss, they are going to make the postseason as long as, because Oskaloosa plays next week at Valley Falls. Now, here's where it gets interesting, Buzz, is this fourth seed in this district, number three, is going to come down to points.
Yeah.
Because if Oskaloosa is able to get a win at Valley Falls and hypothetically say that McClouth falls to St. Mary's, then they are both tied at 2-3.
Yeah. It's interesting when you go through these districts. You've got to take care of business. You've got to win the games at hand, position yourself well in the district.
And McClouth, again, that head-to-head,
yeah,
Oskaloosa's got the edge.
Yeah, it's a big deal. You know, some people might say, well, it's just, you know, it's not a huge game. They're still going to make playoffs. Well,
maybe not.
You never know.
McClouth, the best start to a season in a decade, and need to get a win next week against St. Mary's to stamp their spot into the postseason, not just sit back and hope for the best. If, again, Oskaloosa playing Valley Falls, JCN is at Mission Valley. They will play and match up in the playoffs, Boz, against District 4 in 1A's. Jackson Heights and Centralia, the top of District 4. Centralia got a big win tonight against Riverside. Jackson Heights, non-district action, defeated ACCHS. And right now, Jackson Heights, they will take on Onega next week. And a win there will give them the two no matter what. Troy with a big win tonight against Onega in that final of 48-13 against Onega. Troy at Riverside next week, Boz, is massive for A. Not only are you going to make the postseason because, again, if Onega defeats Jackson Heights, then you start going into the points. And again, a lot of math has to happen. Shout out Mike Tanking. We might need to call you to get all that squared away. But seeding matters because,
yeah,
if Jackson Heights hangs on to the two seed, they would host, as it stands right now, Mission Valley next week, in week number 9. But if Troy is able to get the win over Riverside, Troy would stay at the 3. They would go to JCN in a battle in the opening round of the postseason. Riverside would go to St. Mary's, and Centralia would host McClouth. That's as it stands right now.
Yeah, right now. And there's a lot of things that could shake that up next week for sure.
And then finally, in Class 1A, District 5, Valley Heights, a big win tonight at Wabunsee. They are sitting atop of that district because of the point spread. But a point spread doesn't matter next week, buddy, because they play at home against Smith Center, both 3-0 in district play. The winner of that game will win District number 5.
Yeah, that is a big-time game. And, you know, Valley Heights, they are playing some really good football. Just, I think Valley Heights, they've got to be amped up for that game because they know the one seed's on the line.
Shifting our focus to 2A as we go District 3, that's Silver Lake, Rossville, ACCHS, Pea Ridge, and Mar Hill Mount Academy. Starting at the bottom of this district, Pleasant Ridge falls tonight to Rossville, and they play a non-district game against Centralia next week. But in the district, Mar Hill Mount Academy, Boz, sitting there winless, not technically eliminated yet, but they take on the Dogs from Rossville next week, who sit second in this district. Silver Lake has the tie break over Rossville. They have more points than Rossville, but Silver Lake hosts ACCHS next week. And ACCHS, if they can pull off that upset, Boz, because, again, on paper, that would be an upset.
Yeah.
If ACCHS can do that, they have a chance to win that district.
Yeah.
Still.
It is just all is up in the air, and you're looking at the records and how you can catapult up. Atchison County, they could go to 3-1. Rossville gets the win there, 3-1. Silver Lake drops one, they're 3-1. So everything can change so quick.
The district they're paired up with, Boz and 2A, Nemaha Central, Sabetha, Minneapolis, Riley County, and Horton. Those four teams have already been decided who's going to the postseason. It will be Nemaha. It will be Sabetha, Minneapolis, and Riley County from that district. Who's going to be what seed, though?
Yeah.
That's yet to be determined because next week you've got Minneapolis taking on Riley County. The winner of that game will be the 3, and the loser will be the 4. The winner between Nemaha Sabetha will be the champion of District 4. And again, it just having, no matter what, Nemaha Sabetha is going to have a home game in the first week, but who your opponent's going to be, as it stands right now, the winner of District 4 would host either ACCHS or Pleasant Ridge. The 2 seed would host the latter of those two.
Yep.
So yeah, no matter what, it's still a massive game next week here in District 4.
It is. It's a big-time game. There's any way you slice it, that's going to be a big one.
All right, now we're going to finish up our district coverage with 3A. And in 3A, District number 4, Hayden, has claimed the victory of District number 4. They will stay as the 1. And as it sits right now, they would host Bishop Ward in the first week of the playoffs. Holton, with that first district loss tonight, they take on a Jeff West team next week, and they have a head-to-head tiebreak over Roll Valley and Perry. So even if Holton were to lose next week, they still would be the 2 in district number 4. Jeff West, though, with a win next week and a loss by Perry or Roll Valley, it doesn't matter because they got the head-to-head already in place. And so Jeff West has been eliminated from postseason contention. So that district has been set of who's going, but not knowing who's going to be what seed. And then finally, District 5, which has Marysville, Rock Creek, Concordia, Clay Center, and Hiawatha. The Redhawks have been eliminated from postseason contention as well. They will finish up next week at Hayden in non-district action. Clay Center, a perfect 3-0 in that district. They take on Marysville next week. And should Marysville upset Clay Center, then Marysville would be the victor in District number 5. With a 4-4 overall record.
That's what I was just going to say. It's crazy to me. You go in two districts, and really it's a new season, the district play. Marysville, 3-4 on the season, has a chance to get an upset against Clay Center and catapult themselves to the 1 seed.
All right, one of the final things that we've got, we will get our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner for this week. Given away here in just a second, but statistical categories, Boz. We've done this once before. We're going to do it again here tonight. State leaders through week 6 out of 351 high schools.
Yeah, there's some impressive numbers being put up this season. First, passing statistical leaders in the state from Troy, Gannon Bowe. He's got 1,364 passing yards through 6 games. He ranks number 11 in all classifications. I mean, we're talking 1A through 6A out of 351 high schools. So number 11 ranked Troy out of Troy, Gannon Bowe. Number 17 ranked in all classes from Frankfort is Wes Anderson. He's got 1,282 yards through 6 games. And then rounding out our area statistical leaders from Atchison, Trey Carter, 953 passing yards through 6 games. He's ranked number 33 all classifications.
Pretty impressive stuff for our local area athletes, for sure.
On the rushing side of things, Nemaha Central, we talked about them. Carter Hike having a heck of a season.
Hut, hut!
It's Hike, not Hut, Hut.
I know.
Hut, Hut.
But I'm saying Hut, Hut, and you're saying Hike.
Okay, there you go.
Come on now.
All right.
Keep up.
Carter Hike, 1,157 yards through 6 games. He's ranked number 5 in the state.
Oh, in 2A?
In Class 2A.
No. All classifications.
Yes, they're 2A,
right,
but he's
right.
All classifications.
Sorry, I set you up there.
You did. Well, be sit over there and be quiet. from Jackson Heights, I missed one. From Lynn, Gavin Turk, he's got over 1,000 yards at 1,047. He ranks number 9, another kid, top 10, all classifications. Jackson Heights, Drake Melly's having a great season, 764 yards through 6 games. He's ranked number 31, all classes, out of McClouth. Gage Field, 642 yards on the ground, number 48 ranked out of all classes. And then out of Valley Heights, Carson Spoontz, 620 yards. Again, this is through 6 games, so we don't know
Not tonight.
What happened tonight. But he ranks number 55 out of all classes.
That's impressive. And on the receiving side from Troy, Christian Etherton, 565 yards through six games. Again, not including tonight. Boss, that ranks him 15th in the state, all classifications.
Yep.
And then Frankfurt, Carter Olson, we saw him tonight, 447 yards on the year through six games, ranked 35 of all classifications. Those are some of the state leaders through week number six across the state of Kansas, and how much the local side really just gets after it.
Yep.
Well, we definitely went through some of the big-time matchups on the high school side for next week. You can always check out mscsports.net and see where the broadcast schedule will look like and other area schools. If you can find your school, figure out their schedule and where they're standing, maybe with league standings, and then also we'll have some stories up about what happened from tonight's action. On the college side, Boz, BC will be back in action tomorrow.
Yeah, Benedictine, they're having a heck of a season. They actually, out of the bye week, they jumped a couple spots. They're number 18 ranked in the nation right now. They are at Central Methodist. So Benedictine, they're 4-2 on the season. Central Methodist, 1-5. Right before the bye week, they beat William Penn by a score of 10-7. They're on a three-game winning streak. Their only two losses came from number 3 ranked Morningside. They're ranked number 3 in the country, and that loss came on a late fourth quarter drive, and then they lost to Graceland on a last second field goal. So both those losses come with a combined 5 points, and they had leads in both those games late in the game. This team could easily be 6-0. Their offense is rolling. They're putting up 453 yards per game, and they're scoring a ton. They're averaging 41 a game. So Benedictine, they're on a roll.
They play tomorrow. You can listen to that game for BC on Hot Country, 93.7 FM, taking on Central Methodist, pregame at 12:45, kickoff at 1. Tom Counts will have the call for you on 93.7 KAIR. Peru State's coming off of a bye week. They're taking on Graceland, and Peru State's won 2 in a row after picking up their win, first win a couple weeks ago against Missouri Valley. They're going to play at home again tomorrow against Graceland, who is 3-3. And at Boz, Highland Community College.
HCC. They're 4-3 on the season. They're going to take on Independence. Highland, they beat Ellsworth Community College last week 32-0. Again, on a three-game winning streak.
Their second shutout now in school history.
Second shutout. Couple weeks ago against Garden City, it's a really tight game. They got their first shutout
on a field goal.
On a field goal. So Independence getting some things done. Highland getting some things done. Having a good season, back now to 4-3 on the winning side of things.
All right, and as we switch to the Division I level, Boz, KU Let's back go. Into the top 25.
I love it.
After
love
their
it.
Win against UCF last week, they're going to head down to Stillwater tomorrow and take on the Pokes.
This is one we talked about KU last week and how that game was going to play out. UCF, just a potent offensive machine.
Anybody could run on UCF, too. I noticed that. K-State put up huge numbers. KU put up huge numbers. KU definitely exposed that not-so-good run defense by the Central Florida Knights.
Yeah, I mean, their rushing attack was devastating. Devin Neal, he ran for 154 yards and a touchdown. Daniel Hishaw had 134 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Dylan McDuffie had 91 yards and 2 touchdowns. They rushed for 399 in the game. And here's the big thing for me. The big question I had was KU's defense. You know, we just...
Question mark, yeah.
Big question mark there. UCF was averaging 545 yards per game. KU's defense stepped up to the challenge. They held them to 371 total yards. So that was a good win for KU over UCF. Now they go to Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's riding a little high after knocking off K-State last week.
Uh-huh.
You going to talk about K-State?
No, I'm going
to
go into it. I just thought you were done. Or I thought you were going to keep talking about Oklahoma State and what they do.
Well, we can if you want.
The Cats trying to come back off of a very disappointing loss last Friday night against Oklahoma State, 29-21. Will Howard struggled in that game.
He did.
3 interceptions, including a pick 6. What does K-State need to fix? You know, again, my season prediction for the Cats was 10-4 with making the Big 12 title game, losing that, and losing their bowl game, but getting 10 wins. That is out the window now.
Out the window.
Gone. Because this team's got a lot of things to figure out. And one of them is at the quarterback position.
Yeah, that's the big talk. I mean, and it's funny to me how
quickly it can change.
How quickly a fan base can change too with who their guy is. You know, Will Howard wasn't the guy, and then all of a sudden he finishes out last season, and everybody loves him, and now he's the guy, and now he struggles. So
yeah, last year it was Adrian Martinez. Who are you a fan of, Martinez or Will Howard? And Martinez couldn't stay healthy. Will Howard took him through a Big 12 title game, and got that win, and everybody thought he was the best thing since sliced bread. And again, he's still a really good quarterback.
Absolutely.
But when you see somebody like Avery Johnson sitting on the sideline, I know he's a true freshman. I know you're trying to figure out if you're going to redshirt him or not.
Yeah.
But the talent, especially with the way the portal is now, and that's what I'm hearing a lot from K-State fans, is if he doesn't play now, he's going to transfer.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I don't think that'll happen. I think he's pretty devoted to K-State because if he transfers, who knows what happens.
Maybe.
If he stays, he's the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got 3 years.
Right.
If he doesn't play. I mean, if he doesn't do the red shirt. So.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack. You know, Coach Chris Klieman last week took a lot of it on himself. And, again, like a good coach would, he's not going to point fingers. But I guarantee you behind the scenes there was a lot of questions to Will Howard of what were you looking at?
Yeah.
What the decision-making that was happening? And, again, don't take anything away from Oklahoma State. They played a phenomenal game. K-State has to bounce back. They're at Texas Tech tomorrow. And if the Cats drop that one, look out. Ouch.
Yeah.
Look out.
It can unravel.
It could unravel quickly. For K-State. You can check out the preview of that tomorrow or on our website, mscsports.net. Jared Sleppy has a preview story up for the Cats, and you can listen to that on 92.1 or 103.9 tomorrow. Pre-game coverage starts at 4 on 92.1 and 103.9. Nebraska has a bye week, but they got another win.
Yeah, Nebraska, I'm telling you, they got a win against Illinois 20-7. They're 3-3. It wasn't too long ago, Jake, we were talking about, man, Nebraska, they just got to get a win. Now they're sitting 3-3. They're going to have to play Northwestern after the break. Northwestern also 3-3. So another big game. It's never going to be easy for Nebraska rolling through the Big Ten. But playing a Northwestern team that's similar record, similar team, they could get another win.
Find a way to get it done. That's what Coach Rule is just trying to do up for Nebraska. GBR, go Big Red. And in the NFL, the Chiefs, nervous game last night against the Broncos, division rival, the very first time they play a divisional game. A win's a win, right?
A win's a win. But.
But,
I tell you,
everybody's asking what's wrong with Mahomes.
I know. He's just not, doesn't look comfortable. He's not the same guy. You know what? I used to watch the Chiefs game.
Which is funny. I'm going to stop you right there real quick.
He's still the.
He's like the best quarterback. Well, first off, he's the best quarterback to play for the Chiefs ever. And I know you can say Lynn Dawson, you can say Joe Montana played there, you can say, I'm going to throw Rich Gannon in there for a brief second.
Okay.
But, for the history of the Chiefs, he's the best quarterback that the Chiefs have ever had.
Yeah, well.
And talk about how quickly a fan base can flip.
Well, see.
There's a lot of people that are, come on, what's going on? Dude, he's. Come on.
He's still winning games.
He's winning you games.
He's winning games. But that's the thing with Mahomes.
Just because he doesn't have 350 yards and 4 touchdowns and has a completion percentage of 92%.
Here's the thing. As dominating as he has been over the past 3-4 years,
right.
The expectation is so high. So when he just falls off a little bit, it's so noticeable.
I got a word that starts with S. Spoiled.
Absolutely.
The Chiefs fan base has became spoiled.
The Chiefs kingdom
is now spoiled. And so, the minute that Mahomes starts looking a little bit rusty or shaky or he throws a few interceptions or something, it is not the end of the world. And, everybody and their dog that knows me knows that I root for the Chiefs every day of the week except for
one time.
But, I mean, again, it baffles me as not only a fan of the Chiefs but as a fan of football in general. When you see people that are just very upset with Patrick Mahomes right now, and I'm thinking, well, the dude's won 2 Super Bowls for you in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Why are you complaining that he's having a rough game against the Jets and a rough game against the Broncos?
Well, here's my take. It makes me nervous when the Chiefs should go out and dominate the New York Jets. They should dominate the Denver Broncos. Again, the game Thursday night, it was a one-possession game with under 2 minutes left in the game. Harrison Butker has to kick 4 field goals to get the Chiefs over the hump to get that win.
Can I tell you one thing that's different from this year from the past 5 years?
Tell me one thing.
It's a name of an individual that's not there. Eric Bieniemy.
That's a good point.
He's not there this year.
Yep.
Matt Nagy's back.
Yep.
Matt Nagy was the offensive coordinator when the Chiefs started getting rolling with Patrick Mahomes, but Eric Bieniemy was still on staff, and he was still a part of the offensive game plan. He's gone.
Yeah.
And I think it's a major difference, and people were wanting him gone last year. They were wanting him out. Well, I'm sorry, but you can't have your cake and eat it too, man.
Yeah. See, here, I think it boils down to this. You've seen it throughout the season. The Chiefs get into the red zone, they can't convert with touchdowns. It's happened all season long. Their inability to turn red zone trips into touchdowns, that's the biggest concern. And it's almost cost them a couple times. And you know, that's the thing. In the past, they get in the red zone, they're going to score.
Yeah.
And they're putting points on the board. They're winning with touchdowns. Now they're skating by with field goals. I don't like it.
Well, they're getting field goals, but Harrison Butker hasn't missed a field goal or extra point this year. Yep,
knocking on wood.
Oh,
he's an incredibly good kicker, no question about it.
Right. But he's not the greatest. I mean, Justin Tucker's the greatest.
Oh,
but,
back to the right.
But I'm just trying to prove the point again that take a breath, Chiefs Kingdom. I know the expectation now has become Super Bowl championship or bust.
Yeah.
That's a spoiled franchise fans mindset. You gotta keep it in perspective a little bit.
Well, it is the NFL, and every team is
good.
Really good.
I mean,
so, yeah, it's not like you're ever gonna go into a game like, oh, we're gonna beat these guys 50-0.
It's not a trillion-dollar industry for no reason.
Yeah,
these guys are good.
These dudes are good.
Yeah. So anyway, that's our brief take on the Chiefs. It definitely was one that we were talking about it last night with that game going on, and you know, again, it's calm down, guys. We'll be fine. And then the Ravens are trying to bounce back after a tough loss last week.
A what?
A tough loss.
Okay. It was a tough loss.
7 drops in the game, and people point at Lamar Jackson and say he needs to throw better. He put it in the breadbasket 7 times. 4 of those drops were touchdowns that were dropped.
Yeah. I'll give you some love on Lamar. He was throwing the ball well.
He had the highest pro football focused quarterback rating in the league last week. The highest in the entire NFL.
Yeah.
And it happened in a loss. And it's because they take into account the drops in that. If those turn into catches, because you know you're getting paid $13 million to catch a football.
Catch the football.
If you catch the football, that's a 38-3 win for the Ravens. Instead, they lose 17-10. They got to bounce back, and they got an early game in London Sunday morning.
Yep.
All right, we got one more thing of business to take care of. Man, that was a fun little segment. Absolutely. Got a little energy there at 11:20 at night.
Yeah.
And that's our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee. Boz, we have plenty of nominees. Give us our winner, please.
Man, why do you always put this on me? Anybody that knows my history, I love to just share the love. A lot of quality candidates here. I'm going to have to go with Brandon Schmelzley, Axel.
Okay.
The guy just was really, really good tonight in basically 2.5 quarters. 126 rushing yards with a touchdown, 125 passing yards with a touchdown. Heck of a night for Brandon Schmelzley.
Brandon Schmelzley, winner of our Luka Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball here for week 7. It's in the books, folks. Go to MSCSports.net. Check out all the sports action you need for Northeast Kansas here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. For Boz, I'm Jake. Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you, everybody involved in making this show happen. College tomorrow, and we got week 8 next week. District action. It's all going to be finalized. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay warm.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by BNP Propane, by The Elevator in Valley Falls, Lukert Chiropractic in Sabetha, by Giant Communications, Gals of Grace Boutique in Nortonville, by Bruna Implement Company, by the Denison State Bank, McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca, Commercial Tire Solutions, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelzley, Blue Valley Technology, by Edward Jones, by Sunflower Community Credit Union, and by Helena AgriSystems. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.